it is a celebration of those people who have survived cancer and thrived as a result of it with their physical activity. It raises money that stays within our local community, and it helps the women's health care program with St. E's and provides funding for scholarships for women who need special exercise treatments at local Y's. And it provides money for the Kentucky Thoroughbreds to continue their mission of spreading the word that people can actually beat cancer and live a good life.
And the dragon boats are so cool. Tell me about the boats themselves. What will people see?
Well, they're 42 feet long, and then we put a head and a tail on them. Dragon boat racing has been around for about 2,500 years. It started in China, and it's moved to the United States. It's one of the fastest growing on-water team sports in the world.
For people who watch the Olympic rowing events, how do the dragon boats compare to those?
Very, very similar. We're paddling, they're rowing. We have a person who keeps time up front beating a drum. Then we have someone standing, not sitting, standing in the back steering the boat. And we have 20 paddlers. It's not a strength exercise. It's more paddling in sync, because once the boats are up and moving, it's just a matter of everybody staying in sync to keep that boat moving at maximum speed.
Who can register and where do the proceeds go?
Anyone who wants to form a team, it may sound expensive, $500 a team, but you have 20 paddlers and you can have a caller. So when you divide that out, it's less than a day of golf. It runs about $25 a person. Of course, we ask teams to try to raise additional funds. And the money does stay right in our local community. It goes to St. E's Women's Wellness Center and to local YMCAs to provide access for women who need additional physical activity after they've had surgeries or in a recovery process. And again, it helps support the Kentucky Thoroughbreds, who race all over the country each season.
What do people who have been to this event tell you about the experience?
It is a phenomenal team-building experience. They look forward to coming back each year. They get to know their friends, their family, their faith-based communities, the people they work with in a different way. And they tell me things get along better with relationships as a result of working together in an event like this.
You can find out how to get more information about the Dragon Boat Races in Campbell County and the Kentucky Thoroughbreds on our website at wnku.org under local news. Jim Thaxton, thank you.
You're welcome.